Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation, Neurolinguistic Innovation Radio. And how are you this evening? Tonight, I've really opened up my eyes to see something, and I was guilty of it when I was not guilty of it, but I did it when I was writing and thinking I was telling the world about all their challenges. Naturally, I was ingraining a subliminal fear of letting go of them challenges, and that's what the coaching world, spiritual world really is right today. When you're looking at it, we really are ingrained in what's wrong with the world. And we're really afraid to see our own talents. And that's why the coaching world and the spiritual world, they just talk about the obesity and all this. And they really talk about what is wrong with people and how their lives are going backwards instead of forward. And they really sell that you have challenges. And people go to seminars and get a three-day feel-good seminar. And that's what it is. You feel good, you come home, and then your spiritual daily life, because we actually are spiritual and energy in our daily lives. And then when it hits and people start giving it back, we fall back because it feels safe. And really what we're really, really, really afraid of is our talent. And at work or whatever you do, somebody always tells you you're good at something. And how is that what you're good at really the challenge you're really, really, you're really afraid to say, yes, I am good at that. And you're really afraid of a lot of things people say because you don't want to have people say and do what they really, really desire to do. And how are you afraid to admit that somebody's better at something than you are? And you try to do it and you really get back. You really get wound up in everything and you're afraid to admit. And then when you can do something better than somebody else or you really have a talent for, people are afraid to let you do it and show you this because they don't want you to feel superior to them. How does that play out in your life? And that's what we really see today. We're really afraid to succeed ourselves, but we're really... So therefore, we have an embedded fear of seeing other people succeed. And that really happens with a college-educated person because they're afraid to see the blue-collar succeed because we actually have the talent to move the world forward. It's actually going to take the blue-collar and the white-collar engaging in things engaging in each other's talent. You see, some people are good at the books and the computers, but other good people are good at putting it in the physical, which is a spiritual energy, because I understand this because I watch electricians do some pretty marvelous things with mechanics. We used to be really, really good at it. But what really happens is when we start doing things that have been proven, they come in with a faster, surer method, and it ends up taking more time. I can remember when we used to do things, and I mean we used to, and since 2003, we've went downhill on this. I can remember when we was moving things, and you took out probably 1%. Now if you don't take out over 60% and do it at least twice, you're not on a real job. And they're trying to take the craftsmanship and the ingenuity out of this country with computers and college education. And that's really where we're at today. People are losing interest because to allow somebody to be fully engaged in the job, you got to allow them to use their talent. And once you start exposing your talents, people that don't have the same talents and are a little bit inept, they start really looking at you really funny, and they really become fearful. The people in power today have a fear that people may see that they're running a fake and bake fallacy and a fiction book on them. Because we're trying to do everything by book rather than by the circumstance and the experience. And we've got, and this world is so educated in steps and this and 28 days to this and this. Every day is a spiritual journey to expand your life. And we have some great books out there, but however, the one that I'm really curious now, how would it feel to start everything anew and take out all the pain and misery of the past, which is a continuous now? Because if you're reading about pillage and plunder in the 1600s today, that makes it now. And see, we're so ingrained with the war college way, we don't have a peace and prosperity college. What would happen if you had a what would happen to the world? And how would the world expand if we had a prosperity college right now? You know, people get all caught up and wrapped up in everything they do because they're so afraid they won't have it. And they've got us relying on that paycheck. And am I guilty? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and they keep saying we don't have this and we don't have this. But we really do, because we have each other. We actually have more talent in the United States and in the world than all the books in the world. It's just an untapped resource, is all the wisdom, innovation, and talent within the people. And when you see this, you really, really open up to a new way of experience in life. Life will move you forward when you let go of thinking you're the person in charge of your life. And the one that's in charge of your life is you. But we're so afraid of it because we've never been taught this before. And, you know, that's the thing. People don't want to engage in their true talents no more. Because when you start engaging in your talents, you're letting go of the society-taught way of life. And that really becomes a new way to experience life, but it's also a little earth-shattering in your ego because you're not being in the herd or the sheeple. You're not being a sheeple and following the herd. And that's what the world and God and them are teaching us today, is to let go of the herd mentality and expand into something else. So what would you really be willing to let go of to expand? And how is everything you've been taught and everything you think you know a limitation in all facets of your life? You're the one living the limitations of the education system, because the education system's a guide. But we were so taught, and when I went to school in the 60s and the 70s, the early 70s, we had to think like the teacher or we wasn't right. And they countered it wrong. They had it, they programmed it all through school to be a follower. And it's usually the ones that got into the trouble were usually the more successful ones. But today, we have no clue on what to do. Because it comes down to letting it go to move the world forward. But How are we so afraid of letting go and expanding? We'd rather circle and change and live in the havoc of change, apathetically neutering genius every day. Because when you start thinking outside of the box, you're going to make somebody mad. And when you make somebody mad these days, they all get upset and say things, and wow, they can't just do things. That is where the real challenges in life lie. Because everybody wants to play, but nobody has the desire to succeed. And that's it. You want to let go of the undesired and unrequired to live the desired, because you lit the fire of your natural talent. And see, the world is full of natural talent. But what is natural talent? Is it being what the, see, a lot of people, see, we, as people, we try to fit in because it's easy. And once it's easy, we never want to do anything but that. But here's the thing. Life is easy when you quit trying to be right and thinking you know it all. And is that something for Rob Wilson? Oh, yes. I have to go through the same expansion as everybody else. I get no breaks, no nothing. In fact, I'm going to be really quite upfront with you. The more you engage in your talent, the more challenges that are going to come because you're more uninhibited and you got more guts to face them. So God and the universe and all their mystical ways, they have a sense of humor. I call it a sense of humor. They like to see how much of a challenge I like. And they're not afraid to give you the challenge, but do you have the courage to step through the challenge and admit to it and take up and stand up for yourself and go through the situation? That's where we're at today. Do we have the courage to step through the situation? And right now, we're in a dead spot. We have the same education system. We have everything is the same. Same education, same two political parties, same challenges. And look, we just went through a banking debacle, in 2008, 2009? Look at J.P. Morgan today, $2 billion. See, the higher-ups that are supposed to be the leaders, they're actually trying to figure out how to finagle us and finagle themselves into a currency flow. So it's up to us to set the world straight. The blue collar, the middle management, let the higher-ups and the CEOs do what they got to do, but we can open up our eyes to see our own talent and see how we can move each other forward. And when we let go of trying to fit in to a society that's dysfunctional, we'll open out an intelligent function within our inner junction to expand the fan to understand we can live our desired life when we let go of fitting in. You know, you have to be in the same plane, in the same insanity, to think we're moving forward, because we still have 20% unemployment or close thereof because people fell off. But, you know, just because they're unemployed doesn't mean anything, because there's also personality conflicts and there's always the control that people want to live. And as you open your eyes to see the wise within, you become the soothsayer to expand the world. We're afraid of the miracles of life because we really don't have a clue on what we really want to do with our lives. Because when you start doing things with your lives, there's going to be some trepidation and uneasiness in there, because that's all there is. And when you engage in that, you're playing the game of success And it's about really opening your eyes to play that game of success, because it's you that has the talent. And something else I've learned, if you stop using the word you and use the word people and write in the first person, what you want other people to do, it's you telling yourself that you can do it. And that is something I've really expanded into and actually opened my eyes to see how well I do in life, because every day I choose to look in the mirror and see how well I did, to see what's going on in my life. It's really, really about engaging in that inner sage, because you are the sapience of your life and you are the wisdom. But we're afraid to see our wisdom. And that makes it a whole new deal for everybody. But it comes down to us. We're afraid of everything because, oh, you read on the internet, well, I can help you overcome this. Well, when you write you're going to help somebody overcome it, you're actually asking somebody in the world to come in and expand you. And that's the bottom line there. And it's really about opening up sharp new avenues of success, because you are the wise one of your life. But how do you do things better, and what do you do better than somebody else? You feel that you're picked because of this talent. How can you expand that talent, or even find a partner to open your talent? How can you do that? You know, it's not about sitting on the fence waiting for somebody else. And that's what we've all done. I'm guilty. The whole world is guilty right now. Really comes down to us really looking in the mirror and saying, if it's me, it's up to me, because I understand I have my canonized ability. And canonized is just saying it's glorified. So how does it feel to know you have glorified talent? How does that make you really feel about knowing you have glorified talent? And you can do anything in your life you desire. All you have to do is really, really open your eyes to see that person in the mirror has a heart to play the game in the real life. Because you are going to get laughed at and ridiculed and all the other stuff, because that's just the way it is. And it's all about you. And it's how you do it. And my life is about me and how I choose to do it. But it's about my talents. And I have a writing a talent and coaching a talent, which I was never afraid of my challenges. I always played in the game of challenge to walk in the light of wealth. And that is where everybody in life is afraid, because to be successful, you're actually going to be engaging in something that you've never been engaged in before. Because success happens when you let go of thinking you know what is best for the world, and open your eyes to understand you understand what is best for you. Because what is isn't, and what isn't is. And that's what we do today in every way, because today we're waiting for something from some place to come in and take us through all this. But we're really, really locked into what science and everything tells us. But everything they can put in a book is a limitation. So how do you allow books to be your life? Even in the coaching in the spiritual world, how do you allow books to be your controlling thing? And actually, they're your greatest limitation. You know, this country actually expanded with people that weren't educated at all, had little to no education. That's how this world expanded. And then, today we're so educated, we text and we do everything on computers, and we can't communicate and listen no more. So how are we so caught up in that, that we are afraid of each other and we do things that are not in our best interest, but we think they are? And how do we let money make all of our decisions morally, ethically? Because this country is in a moral and ethical bankruptcy. And now we're in a super financial because we really are afraid to see people succeed. And we're really afraid of people's wealth. And the people that attain the wealth, they don't want to share it because it's theirs. And, you know, it isn't that they share their money. It's that they share their wisdom. That is the highest priority the people should be asking for. It's not the money. It's their wisdom. Because they all broke the college rules. They used not all of their college education. And, you know, I want to say they electrified luck because luck entered it. They become a magnet of luck. That's lively, undaunted, collaboration, kinetically feeling the world and keeping their eyes open on what expanded the world rather than contracted the world. That's what the world is today. We're really afraid of expansion because we don't know. But we're afraid to say, I don't know. We have a lot of models out there, but none of them are really, are just ideologies in action. And that's where most of the liveliness is in the world, is in ideologies. When you allow ideologies to move your life forward, you're actually ingrained in the mundane of the same. That's where we really have to go, is expand out of that and into something new. But however, it's going to take blue-collar talent, white-collar talent, Native American talent, African-American talent, Asian talent, Portuguese, all the talent in the world. And it's people letting go of their hate and dislike for other people just because they have a little bit of different stuff than somebody else. And that's what's going to be fun, is engaging in all of this. And yet, and here's the thing. The trepidation of the world is all man-made. It's made with history, people. Everything that's causing trepidation in this world is actually man-made and manly, and mankind has exploited it. And we want to all transform, but, you know, transform isn't what everybody thinks it is. Transform is actually a step down in electrical trade. The word expand is actually what it is, expand. You become bigger, you become bolder, stronger. You become like a rainbow, the guts to come out right after. You come out right after a storm, sometimes even before the storm starts, but you have the guts to show yourself. And that's what's unique. You're not relying on everybody in the world to do it. You're actually opening out your talent to expand. that's where your life is. And something I've discovered, and this is going to be something I pursue, but I'm not going to speak about it, but it's about talents first, and the rest will take care of itself, and that's going to be expanded on. There's too many people out there trying to sell you fear as expansion. I'm going to tell you, not selling, I'm going to show you pure expansion by your everyday life, because you're going to have the guts and the grit and the glory to step into your daily life. You're going to open that enterprising wise to unleash that entrepreneurial talent to ballet across the universal skies, the east, the pie in the sky, prosperity, innovation, energizing success. And you're going to learn, you're going to open your mind to understand success is your definition of success, not somebody else. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom and Innovation Coaching will do. I understand it, and I coach and I listen to my own product. And I am a product of my own coaching. I've went to other things, but I've actually, for the last 3 years, I've done nothing but listen to my stuff and a few other people, and one is Greg Braden. He's probably who I listen to the most, but it's really about engaging the page, the raging page, to prosperize the universal vista audaciously, geniusly, and economically, because it's inside you is where everything is. But however, how have you let society steal your dreams because you tried to fit in? And that's one of the talents that people really have to let go of. And everybody that's really into coaching now is into marketing. I'm not into marketing. I'm into coaching. And I'm not into coaching you to be where you're at today. I'm coaching you in to live your desired desires instantly. So how are you holding on to everything that's unrequired and unwilling to let go of the unrequired and open your eyes to your desired desires? That's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching will do for you. It's really about opening that out. And my website to get a hold of me is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And I'm on Twitter at Cowboy, CWBYWSDM. I'm on LinkedIn and Pinterest. I'm on all the major cycles, and I do write a weekly newsletter, but it's really about engaging you and your talent. That's what this is. And it's when you see your talent, everything else will fall away. And it isn't about accepting your past. It's about expanding out of the past. Because when you accept it, you're still in the mundaneness of it. And it still has an ingrained pain in your subliminal mind. So to understand, you can't expand. You let go of the pain in the subliminal mind. To understand, you're fine. A forthright, innovative nomad expanding your life to expand the world. And that's where life is lived. Is when we choose to expand the world from the bottom up, the world expands. It's like a dollar. You give it to the working class, it moves up. You give it to the higher ups, it stays up. And it's nothing against rich people. That's just economic facts. And today, people in offices don't understand simple economic facts. And I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching and Cowboy Wisdom Neuro-Linguistic Innovation Radio. And we will see you next week, next Tuesday, with Marie Weichel. She's with Spreading Joy. We're going to be asking for donations to buy underprivileged kids school supplies. School is only 7 weeks away. Anyway, thank you and good night.